What is up, Daddy Gang? It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
Welcome. So,
this is my dog, just in case it moves.
Your dog?
Yeah. He loves a bag.
Wait, is there a dog in there?
Yeah.
Dude, what the fuck? What?
I just didn't want it to move and you'd be like, what is in there? But he, like, loves a bag. He's
oh
really quiet.
Oh, my God. What's his name?
Clyde.
Wait, Clyde can come out if you want him to.
He can. Oh, he can?
Oh,
okay.
My God. What
Why
do we care?
Know?
Clyde, hi. Oh, my God. Can I take a picture of that?
Yeah.
Dude. Nicole, this is iconic. Okay. What kind of dog is that?
I think he's a Papillon Chihuahua mix.
I'm, like, crying. I'm, like, I think this is, like, what I needed today. I had, like, the most intense emotional therapy session this morning, so I was so excited to, like, laugh and have fun, and I'm, like...
What time do you do therapy?
9:15 in the morning.
Why?
It's the worst thing that I could have ever
terrible.
Done to myself. It's so bad. I regret it every day of my life.
It's hard for me to talk about my feelings and then, like, go to work, and I've done that before. Like, in the middle of a shoot day, I'm, like, I know we have lunch at this time because this was crew call. I can do therapy, and then you do it, and then it's like, okay, back to being
yes.
funny.
So, what have you done today so far?
Today, I was supposed to have a personal training session at 9. Oh. I had one 2 days ago. I woke up, and I was like, still kind of sore. So, I texted him, and I was like, sorry, Ben, I'm not doing it today. And he was like, Nicole. And I was like, my abs hurt.
Yes.
So I did a lot of deadlifting. I'm tired.
So you just relaxed.
Yeah. So I went back to sleep until 10:30.
Oh, love that for
you. Which is delightful to just sleep in.
That's right when I was like, tears.
You were just sobbing,
like,
during therapy.
And I'm like... we're on different wavelengths today, which is fucking great. Okay. I usually do my interviews always Wednesday noon.
Uh-huh.
And last guest I have, I offered them a drink. They were down. Would you like to go make a drink?
Go make a drink? An alcoholic?
An alcoholic drink.
Yes.
You wanna go?
Sure.
So we're just like kind of vlog podcasting.
Okay, I love this.
It's a new experience. We're trying it. We have tequila, we have vodka.
I'm a vodka gal.
Okay, love that. Come on, Clyde.
Okay, I made you tequila.
Ooh, maybe I should do tequila. It's an upper.
Like, I'll just do a little vodka, a little tequila. And like, some
cold. That's not for me, I can't be mixing.
You're the first person I've ever podcasted with that I've made a drink with.
Oh, really?
So we're like doing a lot today.
Love those.
Wait, where's Clyde?
He's in his bag.
Dude, is that like too much tequila?
It's not.
Okay. I mean, it's fucking strong. That'll do it.
It's good.
Okay, let's go. Let's go back. Let's fucking podcast.
Okay.
Here we go.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle.
Okay, so if God forbid we lost all the footage downstairs, let's tell everyone, can you imagine? What did you put in your drink?
A little bit of vodka, Topo Chico, ice cubes, a splash of crayon, and then half of a lemon.
So good.
It's really refreshing.
Oh. Okay, I did tequila, Topo Chico, and a little pineapple.
Okay.
It's quenching my thirst. I feel like we're doing an ad.
Alcohol.
Happy to be here. Okay, so Nicole walks in, and then... You brought two bags. We got the Gucci, which we'll get to, but... we have our first live dog ever on a Call Her Daddy set. This is iconic. This is Clyde. Oh, we just went back into the bag.
He said no thank you to life. Which is what happens sometimes when I wake up. You know, unsubscribe. I don't want to be here, and I'll roll right over and go back to sleep. I cannot believe he did that. That's so funny.
Like mother, like son. Okay, so Clyde is in your bag.
Mm-hmm.
Should we go through our bags? Do you care?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, this is, people are like, Gucci, it's the cheapest one they make.
No, it's cute.
Truly the cheapest one. I have my joke notebook.
Oh, nice.
I have a portrait of myself that Brie, the costumer I nailed its daughter, made for me, Pepper.
Very cute.
My sunglasses case.
Love that.
A mask.
Necessary.
A wallet. Ooh, what is this? So straight up
some
trash.
Origami.
Oh, I left this note on the door for the fucking UPS man. I was like, for my signature, sign for me, please. But I spelled sign wrong. It says sing.
You like hear and the UPS man singing.
I cracked my tooth.
Is that your tooth?
Dinner. And I just haven't cleaned my purse out for like 3 months. So it's still in here. Ooh, money.
We just casually went past it. Nicole has a fucking tooth in her purse. Bro,
it's been in my purse since like December. I cracked my, I was at dinner with Echo Kellum, who's on Grand Crew with me, this NBC show that I think is really funny and people should watch. And we were at dinner and Gracie, who's also on the show, we were talking, they were talking about something and I bit into a French fry. The softest piece of food you can have.
Right.
I felt like, doop, and I was like, huh. And then I was chewing, I was like, that's hard. And then as they were talking, I just kind of like spit it out and I was like, that's my tooth. And with like, I didn't stop the conversation. I just put it in my bra and kept talking because I was like, I don't know. How do you stop the conversation? And be like, your teeth have fallen out. I was like, my teeth are falling out of my fucking head. So then I like called my best friends to cheer when I got in the car. I was like, my teeth.
You're like, it's in my bra.
Yeah. And then when I got home, I was like, oh, I'll keep it safe in like a Ziploc bag. So like when they ask for it to glue it back to my fucking
Here
head,
you go.
I'll have it. But I went to the dentist. Nobody ever asked for it. So it's just been in my purse.
That is
messy.
I'm not even going to show what's in my bag. Took the cake on best fucking opening purse. We have a dog. We have a tooth. That's a great way to start a fucking podcast. Thank you for sharing.
Just a bunch of trash. You're welcome.
The fact, I know what you're talking about, though, when something awkward happens and you're in that conversation and you're like, there's no right way to address what just happened, which is my tooth is out. So I'm going to tuck that in my titties and we will address this later.
Yeah. And I only told them about it like, I don't know, a week and a half ago. And they were like, you broke your tooth that night? You didn't say one word. And I was like, it didn't hurt. It didn't hurt at all. Oop, there he is.
There he's back. Hi, Clyde. Okay, so you have, how many podcasts do you have?
Right now, I have 4.
How does one mentally stay sane and have 4 podcasts?
So one of the tricks is like 2 of them talk about something. So it's like a built-in thing. So like one is 90 Day Fiancé. One is me and Lauren Lapkus going through things we don't like. We're doing the Marvel Cinematic Universe right now.
Cool.
The other one is Why Won't You Date Me? Where we talk about love. So that's like built-in. And then the other one, Best Friends with Sashir Zameda. She's like my best friend. I can't believe I just fumbled her name like that.
You want to try again?
Sashir Zameda, and that's like just about friendship and shit, and it's just like we just start talking and it just goes anywhere, so it's like easy.
Okay, so your podcast, Why Won't You Date Me?
Yes.
To confirm, are you single?
Yes.
Okay, are you dating?
You know, I'm tired. So I was like in the thick of it, and like right after I got vaccinated, I was like, yes, it's the roaring 20s. It's not. People were like free and excited for like a hot second. And then Omicron was like, hello. And then I was like, oh, we go back inside for a little bit. I don't fucking know. So now people are just like, not looking for a relationship. I'm looking to fuck until the next variant.
When did you first realize you were great at making people laugh?
I guess when I was a kid, my grandmother, she was from Barbados, and instead of being like, you make me laugh, she'd be like, oh, you tickle me. And I'd be like, oh, I want her to say that again, so I would like keep trying to make her laugh. So she'd be like, oh, you tickle me. So when I was a kid. And then she'd be like, oh, Nicole's putting on a show.
Did you ever like have comedy to the point where like you were getting in trouble in school or no?
Oh yeah, I have ADHD, so like I would just be very distracted and I would finish my work very fast and I'd be like, can we talk, you know, woman to woman? Like, what, these kids are stupid, right? Like, they're not good at anything. And my teachers would be like, she doesn't pay attention and we don't know how to make her pay attention. And I was like, I don't know, if we had learned tools about what little girls are like with ADHD, we're like flighty, talkative, annoying.
No, but I get what you're saying. Like when you're younger, you don't know how to like holster that energy, and like people look at you like, huh? And it's like, just learn how to teach me in the way that I have ADHD. Help me.
It would have been nicer. I would have had a nicer time at school. I had one teacher who used to just send me out of the classroom. My mother worked in the school. She'd be like, go find your mom and don't come back without her. So then I just like roam the hallways being like, where is she? And she's like, oh, you got sent out again? I'm like, yeah.
I was just tickling the people, Mom. Don't be mad at me. Okay, so for dating, well, first of all, obviously your podcast is called Why Won't They Date You? Have you figured out that answer yet? Where are we at in that tell me.
Yeah, I'm a lot. I'm a lot to take in. I'm a lot to handle. I'm also a very specific type of person. I'm black. I'm fat. I'm loud. I'm successful. That's a lot for a man to be like, I accept all of it. Like, it's like, not only am I successful, but I'm also like, I stick out without saying anything. How the fuck can I pretend to be anybody else? I'm only getting older and I'm getting more tired.
I'm withering away.
Truly, just, I'm so old.
So you're kind of like, I don't have time for it. Like, accept me or like, bye, I can't. Like,
yeah, if you don't like it, then we gotta like go to the next one.
I love that energy.
Unless the dick game good. And then we could, you know, have a conversation. Say, what you want me to be a little quieter? I could be quiet. You shove it in my mouth and I shut up. You do that?
Dude. Okay, that is a good compromise. So you found your boundaries, essentially, of I'm a lot, but I can reel it in if the dick proves to be worth.
Also, it's just like the dick has to be attached to like a nice person.
Yeah, oh, right. They're more than a dick. I didn't realize it. Do you have a type?
I don't think I have a type. But if we look at the people I've dated for more than like a week or two, there is a type.
What
little,
kind of type?
A little nerdy, a little tall, glasses.
Oh, I like that, though. Like the little nerdy boys. Uh-huh. It's a trend.
I guess so. I don't know. I just can't fathom being with like a very muscly person.
I agree with you in the sense of like, I know seeing when men have so much muscle, all my brain goes to, and I know this is probably rude, but I'm like, what is that? That's what they do with their time. Like, do you have a job?
Uh-huh.
Like, do you put your like physique before everything?
Do you have interest? Are you on steroids? Yes. Are you going to hurt me?
Do you know, what is your biggest turn on personality wise when you're dating someone?
I like when someone can laugh at my jokes, and I like it when someone has jokes of their own and it's not like a competition. I've been out with dudes where like I'll say something and they'll laugh and then they'll say something and I'll laugh and I'll like build on it and then they're like, I didn't want you to be funnier than me. I wanted to be the funny one. And I'm like, oh boy, is this gonna be an issue? Bye bye.
I've realized for myself, like, I can be loud, and it took me a long time to realize, like, I cannot date the loudest person in the room because sometimes I am. And I don't want to be competing with myself.
Exactly.
And I'm always going to win.
Wait, are you dating someone?
I am.
Are you married?
No.
How long has it been?
It's crazy because I've never been I've not had a lot of long relationships because I've got, like, I'm like you, like, I got a lot of shit that I'm doing and I'm priority, and like, if they're not perfect, like, I can't waste my time, kind of. Not that they have to be perfect, but you know what
I mean. No. It's like, just like things have to be right.
Right.
It has to feel good.
Yes. And so I always went for a specific type of guy. And for the first time, I kind of ventured out a little bit to a man that's like successful, but like a little more chill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's working. He's so supportive of my career. That is like the hottest thing a guy can do for you. Right?
Yes.
And not be intimidated.
And not be intimidated and not be jealous and not bring up their shortcomings, because it's like, oh, so you're proud of me, but then you're going to bring up this other thing that like is happening to you. And it's like, so you're not actually proud of me. You're just saying it
so
while
you can pivot
projecting your insecurities on me. And it's like, I don't want that.
Bro, we can both exist.
Yeah, we can both exist. And you could be in a low and I could be in a high. And then I can be in a low and you can be in a high. And it's just a fucking roller coaster of life.
It is. What is the most ridiculous excuse someone has given you as to why they were not interested in another date? And then vice versa.
Let's see. The most ridiculous excuse I've gotten is...
More and more is being revealed as this dog comes out. Now I'm seeing, like, the bow tie. Dude.
Oh, he also has a purple tail. I don't know if you can see it.
Clyde, I can see it all. Oh, Clyde.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, I'm chill now.
Yeah. He's such a good boy.
Okay, excuses you did to basically not go back out with someone and someone that's given it to you.
Men have been rather upfront with me where they're like, you know, I just really don't see this like working out. I think you're too busy or whatever. And I'm like, you know what? I am too busy. Really and fast. Okay. I don't give excuses. The last date I went on where I was like, oh, this isn't good for me. I was like, hey, I didn't feel a spark. And, I really wish you the best. And he went, fine. And I was like, okay.
Fine. Fuck you. You're like,
I mean, more or less, it was definitely like a big fuck you. And I was like, okay.
I actually like that you're up front because I would rather them just be like, hey, it's not. It's just
yeah, just tell me it's not working. Like, you're not going to hurt my feelings.
At
There's
all.
A million other people in the world, especially after like 3 dates where I don't fucking know you. It's like, just be like, oh, you're not who I thought you'd be. I went on a date with this dude who was like, just so you know, I have no idea who you are. And I was like, seems like you do. Seems like if you have to tell me, you don't know me. You know me. Then he got very, very drunk. And then he was like, I watched an interview you did on Conan. And I was like, oh, I thought you didn't know who I am. He's like, I don't. And I was like, huh. And he was like, my roommates know who you are. Don't talk about me on your podcast. And I was like, well, now I'm going to have to.
What do you think he was insinuating?
I don't know who you are, Nicole.
I think it was one of those things where he was like, you're successful and I'm going to make you feel bad about it.
Dude, it's literally, the penis truly shrivels past a micro when they do that. You're like, you're so pathetic.
Yeah, I just kept blinking. And then I was like, do you want to go to my house? Like, truly... He was like, I'm a literal red flag built in a factory who's come to life as a man. Sucks. And I was like, great, come to my house.
You're like, do you want to fuck? He's like,
yeah.
I just told you I basically hate you. You're like, perfect. And do you want to get out of here?
Come on. And
do
then,
you like that, though, when a guy is kind of like that?
No.
You're just like enjoying
no,
it.
No, I was truly like, we've been out for a while. I've invested some time. Maybe the sex won't be fucking trash. And
might as well see.
It was trash. Also, we got in my hot tub and this is all. So we get to the hot tub and the light's not working in it. And I was like, let's get in it anyway. He was like, okay. And I was like, what is that in the hot tub? Is that a bird? Or no, I was like, is that a bat? I thought there was a dead bat in my hot tub. And I was like, that's fine. Palmed it, threw it out, and we got in the hot tub. And then the next morning, it was definitely a dead bird.
You're so and casual, you're like, let's get in the hot tub. I'll do anything to get in this hot
truly,
tub.
Truly, I was like, I will get rabies as long as I get fucked. And the next morning, sober, go. I was like, what are you doing, my friend?
You just took it to a whole new level where, like,
yeah.
There was a dead bird.
Dead bird.
I palmed it just so I could get this pussy fucked.
Yeah, and it went good.
So it wasn't bad?
No, it wasn't good.
Oh, it wasn't good.
So it was bad.
So you palmed a bird for bad sex.
Yeah.
Regrets. Oh,
you know, when you phrase it like that, wow. Wow. Damn, Nicole.
You really
sad.
Did some nasty
that's
for
sad.
Not the great nasty. Okay, that's thank you for sharing that story. That's actually quite are you currently on dating apps?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are your thoughts on the dating apps right now?
They're not good. Mm-hmm. Can you not be so loud?
Clyde's like, oh.
Clyde, this is a podcast.
Clyde's like, we're getting into the dating apps. I've seen my mom on those things.
They're awful. Mm-hmm. They're bad. It's like nice that you can connect with people that you wouldn't normally connect with. But like, everyone's really poorly behaved. I don't like them. I hate Bumble especially. Tinder's like fine. Hinge, I've had the most success on. Raya is for Australian DJs and very pretty people. Dude. Coffee Meets Bagel is literally insane. You have to like get beans to then spend it on bagels and people are bagels. It's like a game and it doesn't make sense. OkCupid's full of fucking weirdos. I was rejected from eHarmony.
Wait, why?
They said I was part of the 2% of unmatchable people. It's a long little fucking quiz they give you or interview? I don't know. But they kept asking if I liked horses. They asked it in 3 different iterations, so I just answered differently when they repeat questions, and I guess that makes you a sociopath.
Dude, you're like, stop trying to force horses on me, you fucking... Wow.
It was so bizarre.
I'm surprised God. You said you like Tinder.
I like Tinder. I didn't
you like dick
it.
Pics. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, if you want to send me your dick, I like to see what I'm working with first.
No, I think I like Tinder because... people are more upfront on Tinder. They're like, oh, I'm not looking for anything. Okay, I'm looking for, you know, a hookup. Or they're like, I'm ethically non-monogamous and I have a partner and I'm just looking to fuck. And I'm like, no offense, but like the ugliest people are non-monogamous. And I'm like, you look like a sad clown with your weird Brillo pad looking hair.
Right.
And then your like strange looking partner. And it's like, why do you get to fuck so much? This isn't fair.
Okay. If you have to marry, fuck, kill.
Yes.
Tinder, Hinge, Bumble.
Marry Hinge, fuck Tinder, kill Bumble. I just want to get fucked. I just want to be deep dicked so well that like, I like getting fucked stupid. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like you want to just be like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, like, who am I? Where am I?
Do you tell people that? Not obviously, you're not saying on the dating app, like, hey, I want to get dicked down, you ready? But do you, what do you say if people are like, you're never like, what are you looking for? Are you saying that?
No. So my hard, fast rule is like, I'm not trying to get to know you over texting.
Fair, yeah.
That's weird. You might text really great or you might be really bad at texting. So I'm like, two interactions, three interactions, and like, ask me out. If you're not asking me out, I'm moving along.
You got to get off the app, I feel like, as fast as possible. Like, get the vibe if you're down, but then like, get the fuck off the app.
Yes.
Have you ever had someone that's a super good texter and you meet in person and you're like, whoa?
Yes. There was this one guy who, he kind of looked like a gnome, like he had walked off someone's lawn into the bar. He like was wearing these suspenders. He was little. And I love a short king, don't get me wrong. And he was like very cute, round in the face. I'm round in the face. I was like, this is great. And he was such a good texter. But then in person, it was like really hard to talk to him. Yeah, he was like very, very boring. And on that day, he had gone to the bathroom, and I went to the bar to get more drinks, and the bartender was like, how's your night going? And I said, awful. I'm on an awful date. And he went, that's good. And then he went, wait, what? And I repeated it. He laughed really hard. He was like, nobody's ever that honest. And then he kept bringing drinks over, and the guy was like, oh, do you know the bartender? I was like, yeah, it's my best fucking friend, you know?
Wow. So the gnome and you didn't work out.
No, he had to go back to the garden.
Everyone in this room just laughed. Okay. What is your best piece of dating advice?
Don't dim your light for anybody. Don't like be smaller than you are just because you're like scared of outshining somebody, because whoever likes you for you is for you. And if they like this thing you've made up, that's a really hard thing to keep up.
Exhausting.
You know? You're going to just be so tired.
Dude, I used to do kind of that when I was younger. Like, I was like a chameleon. I was like, I can tell what this person wants, and I'm going to give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also mature, and you're just trying to, like, connect. But goddamn, I'd be on date five and be like, they'd be like, so do you want to go to that EDM concert? And I'm like, fuck, I forgot I lied that I like EDM. I don't know one fucking EDM or whatever you call it. And you get so deep in that lie that then you aren't yourself. Mm-hmm. And then you have to end it, even though you're like, I probably would have liked him if I was myself.
Yeah, because there's one thing to being like, I love EDM. Oh my god, just like lasers. I think at concerts maybe there's lasers. I don't know either. But like, it's another thing to be like, I don't know EDM, but I'm happy to like share that with you if you want to take me and teach me.
Health and wellness,
right? I mean, this is a lot of fucking therapy that this I've is therapy. Gone through.
We're going, we're slowly like, going downhill. Nicole. The liquor's hitting. We're like, it's just so hard when you're lying about yourself to yourself and then also your partner, and things just get dark. Anyways, do you have light guidelines of how long you tell yourself you will wait to fuck someone or hook up? Emphasis on the light guideline and what you tell yourself.
I like to fuck on that first date.
Get it in there.
I mean, kind of, because then it's like, okay, we had a good first date, and then we wait, and then we wait, and then we wait, and then like, what if it's bad? And I mean, for some people, sex is not important.
Totally.
And that's like, good for you, but it's important to me. And I mean, I waited once 6 whole dates.
You were going to say month.
No, never. No, 6 whole dates, which was like, I guess 2 weeks, because we were like pretty fast and furious. And then like, it was bad. It was like, we just really had no chemistry even kissing. And like that, I was like, oh no, I've wasted 6 dates. 6 whole dates. I'm also still single. So like, I'm so single.
You're like, so everything I'm saying do the opposite just in case.
Okay. Yeah, truly. No. Someone's taking notes. They're like, okay, so okay, wait the 6 weeks.
No, but I think it's good too because like you've clearly, you've such a formula for yourself of like, you know what fucking works. Everyone's got their preference. And I think that it's good to hear from you though. Like ladies, if you're fucking listening, get out there and fuck and see what happens.
And I also think there's like no hard rules. It's like whatever fucking works for you. Yes. It might not work for somebody else. Also, relationships are hard. I feel like sometimes people are like, they're so easy. And I'm like, lies. It's friendships are hard. It's hard to have like to like keep up with friendships sometimes. So like someone that you're, who is your friend, because whoever you date should be your friend, and then you're gonna add sex on top of that, and then expectations because they're more than a friend. Like that shit's hard.
And boundaries,
and being like, I want this from you. I don't want like relationships. I think are really hard.
They're so hard, and that's such a good topic, just of like how underrated. And I always feel bad. Like I have girls write into me always like, yo, like I'm feeling like fucking shit because like. All my friends are in relationships and I'm single and like I can't help but like obviously I'm happy for them, but I'm having a little hard time being fully happy because I'm like, fuck you guys. But it's like when everyone goes through the single phase and you fucking feel it when you're in that single phase. And it's like it's no one talks about like you should be at times fucking depressed when you're dating because it's like it can make you feel like shit about yourself.
Soul sucking. And not in the good way.
Not in the good way. But I'm sure it makes for good content.
Sometimes. I have literally like been driving to a date and like looked at the heavens and been like, I don't want a story. I just want to meet someone nice. And then he'll be like, I drove a scooter here and scoot away from me. And I'm like, well, okay.
That's my next stand up. Okay. So I gotta go.
All right. You know, I can't have anything nice.
Dude, that's actually so fucking sad. I felt that in the beginning of Call Her Daddy. Some of these dates I'd be like, man, you know, the first like 20 episodes of Call Her Daddy, I was like, I'm popping off with this content. And then I was like, it would be cool to have just like one good one.
Yeah.
You know?
Just one nice date where the person was like fucking normal. And you're like, well, that's not in the cards for me.
But then the gnome and the scooter showed up and that went to fucking shit. What is your vocal level in the bedroom and what do you like from a partner?
I don't think I'm like loud, but I like to be like, I'm enjoying myself. If it's dead ass silent and it's just like, right. I'm like, oh no. Right. Are we all concentrating hard? Yeah. And it's not that difficult.
It's not.
Yeah. I like to let my partner know that like I'm enjoying myself. I like when a guy moans.
If a guy moans and is like, fuck.
I'm doing this.
Yes.
My pussy's so tight. He can't help himself but make noise. It makes me so happy. I love a vocal guy.
I agree. Like, have you ever had a guy that's so quiet and would you ever say something to try to get him to speak?
Yeah. I'd be like, do you like this?
What is he going to be like?
I've never had anyone nod their head at me.
Me either.
It was like, well, you got to wait till you're not facing them because they have to have an audible response.
Give me the verbal cue because I can't.
So if they're hitting it from behind, you go, you like this? And he can't go, he has to go, yes, it's nice.
Yeah. Actually, guys, you heard it here first. It's actually really, really great advice, Nicole. Ignore everything else she said, but this one we can go with. Say it while you're getting fucked from the back.
Yes, because then whoever's back there has to say a word because otherwise they're ignoring you and it's like, excuse me.
You back there?
And then if you're blowing someone, if you just look up at them and go, does that feel really good for you? They'll either nod, and then if they nod, they go, you could just go, yeah, how good does it feel? And then they'll be like, really, really good. And you're like, keep telling me that. And then you just have to coach somebody into what you like.
It's like you're the teacher and you got to just give them the prompts and just let them, even if it's a one word answer, that's a start rather than silence.
Yes. And then when someone goes, I like that, don't stop. Don't you fucking dare do something. Don't wiggle your hips. Nobody wants it. Nobody wants circles.
Right.
I'm not a fucking hula hoop. You were pounding me that way and I liked it. Don't. For whatever reason, I feel like whenever you go, don't stop, they're like, okay.
They get this confidence that they're like, oh, she likes it. And they go into a different rhythm. I'm like,
that's not it.
This is painful now. The jackhammer.
I went on a date once with this man who had really long fingernails and there was like dirt under them. And he's like, should we get out of here? And the only thing I could think of was like, he's going to give me tetanus when he fingers me. I was like, I can't go anywhere with this man. So I can't remember what I told him, but I lied. Oh, I think I was like, I have an early flight. And he was like, he got kind of like mad. And I was like, I didn't know how to be like, you're going to make me sick in my pussy.
I do look at men's fingers.
You have to. If there's jagged edges, that's going to cut you up.
Protect the pee.
If there's dirt, you're going to get tetanus.
Yeah.
If they're long, they might scratch you. I had a dude scratch me, and then he went, ew, you got your period. And I was like, one, you said, ew. Two, you did this. You injured me.
You injured me. Carving hieroglyphics in your fucking pussy, and you're like, you need to reel it in. Damn, he cut you that bad? And had the audacity to blame it on Mother Nature.
Yeah. Ew.
This is fucking human inflicted, you asshole.
It was rude.
Wow. Okay. Is there anything specific that you will not do in the bedroom?
Oh, I mean, like, extreme stuff. Like, you can't shit on me. Also, no pee-pee. it just doesn't seem nice. Like, you just wait there for it.
And would you do it to them?
I mean, yeah. If someone was like, can you pee on me? I'd be like, well, we have to get in the shower. I'm not, like, on my bed.
Yeah. I see, on his bed.
In his bed.
And you're not sleeping over.
I'm not sleeping over.
Let it rip.
No, because I feel like men don't do their sheets often enough. And I feel like the next time I come over, I'd be like, is that the pee stain from 2 days ago?
Okay, but that's good. So you won't let someone pee on you. Yeah. No shitting on you.
No, thank you.
I think that's good.
It seems a little, I mean, not to yuck someone's yum. What an awful phrase. Not to like kink shame. There we go.
Yeah.
But that's not for me.
Okay. I think that's very fair. Okay.
Wait, what wouldn't you do in the bedroom? I think I went to an extreme and I can't, I'm like trying to think of something normal.
You're like, did I take it too far? No, I would not like those things, like a gag in my mouth.
Oh.
I can't, if it's a penis, that's fine, but an actual like thing that's like literally asphyxiating me, like I don't like not being able to properly breathe. So I think that's my line, but I'm like pretty open. I'm trying to think. It's a hard question that I asked, and I don't even know my own answer. So what does that say about me?
I'm trying to think. I think you could gag me, because then I'd be like, peace. Right. I can't talk.
Right. So
I'll just think.
Honestly, that's kind of good, too, because if you have a mute partner, you can be like, today, it's your time to shine, baby. I'm going to be mute. You do your thing.
Say whatever you want.
Would you be down to have your partner, like a cuckolding situation? Would you watch them fuck another person in front of you, or would that make you really upset?
I think I would get upset, because I'm like, hey, you've never done that with me. Yeah, I think I would just like really bring it back to myself.
Right, you're just like in the corner like the sad emoji eyes, like the tears, like yeah, fair. Would you have a threesome?
Yeah. I would have a threesome. I think that sounds like a nice time, although like I do think a foursome would be nicer, because I think when three people get together, there's always one who's like,
a little,
when do I tag in? excuse me. I think there's a Sex and the City episode where Charlotte has a threesome with the dude she's dating, and then they just hook up, and she's like trying to get in, and then she's like, okay, I think I know what you're talking about.
And you're literally like, put me in, coach.
Yeah, put me in, coach. I'm ready. I studied. I don't know sports.
I watched all the porn this morning. I know exactly what I'm supposed to do, and no one wants me to do it. Yeah, that's actually fair. Like, you can kind of, you could be the odd man out, and if there's four, the other two people are going to be like, we might as well do something because they're fucking.
You know?
I actually agree. Okay, what's your take on? I'm going to just randomly rattle off topics and just give me what comes to your head when you think of it. Gym selfies.
I mean, does anyone know you went to the gym if you don't take a selfie? It's like the tree falling in the woods. I used to like tweet about going to the gym just to be like, I went. Is everyone proud of me?
I was there.
I did it. I talked about like missing personal training today, just so you know, like I do move.
Sometimes like, that's I move a the lot. Person that came out of my mouth, because I needed you to know where I'm at in my personal journey. What about ketamine?
Ketamine? Special K? Fun.
K-hole.
Sometimes you get in a K-hole and you dance in a corner, and then your friends are like, are you okay? And you're like, am I?
Time of my life. Unsolicited nudes.
Hey, no. We gotta ask before we send naked pictures of ourselves to people. Not everybody wants it. But also, sometimes it is funny when you get like a weird looking dick and you're like, oh, you, why are you so confident?
Yeah. Like it almost makes you see them in a different light, good or bad. It's good to just get that out of the way.
Yeah. I once got a dick pic. He was like in a custodial closet. So there was like a mop next to it. And I was like, is this here for like What, like a size reference? Like, what is, why is there a mop in the background of this?
I think I've like seen a picture of a guy like holding something like near, oh my God, like a remote next to his dick.
Yeah, a remote, and you're like, or like a Coke can to be like, look how big this is. But it's like, you spent time with your dick out in your hand comparing it to things.
The thought of a guy doing that like makes me like them less. I don't know why that makes me cringe for them. They're like, wait, let me find something like small, well, but big enough.
Very funny to think about.
It is. Photos of men holding fish that they caught.
You know, I feel like a lot of people have issues with it, but I'm like, you're telling me up front that you like fishing. I've never been fishing. I don't plan on going fishing. So like, I think this is great. You know, you do you. I probably won't go out with you. It's great.
It gives you the contextual clues that this may not be the one.
Yes.
That's actually really great. 69ing.
69ing? I think... I don't know. Sometimes I think it's more work than you need to be doing. Because it's like, okay, so it's like, you eat my pussy and I'm a sucky dick. And it's just at the same time. But it's like, why are we trying to shorten it? By killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah, like, let's just elongate.
Yeah. And then there's something to just, like, riding someone's face and not having to do any work.
That, amen. Shower sex.
I've never, because it scares me, because what if we slip? What if we fall? The phone's not near. Are we just going to bleed out and die with shards of glass around us? I did ask my friends to share. I was like, if I do end up having shower sex, can I have you on the phone?
I'll mute you for a minute.
Mute
but
me, yeah, like, yeah. Whatever you want. But lower like, just volume. Like, well, I guess she can't mute
me. Oh, yeah,
me,
because
she'd have to be listening. I guess it'd be for the, quieter than normal, but she'd have to listen to like
for the scream.
The scream, the glass breaking. I'm like really afraid of it. Like imagine just like getting wrapped up in a shower curtain and rolling right out of the tub and you hit your head.
Also, what a bad way to go, because then they find you and you're exposed and it's just not cute.
I don't know. I think it's pretty funny.
It's a funny way to die for yourself, but maybe for other people to find you. They're like, oh God, I don't want to see her like this at the end. You know, like it's a little like, oh fuck. It's not great for all parties involved. What about monogamy?
I'm for monogamy. I think there's something to being in a relationship with someone and then like fucking working through problems and like, I don't know, being together and like that's your ride or die and you love them.
I love that.
I think that's cute and hot.
I agree. Like it is a really cool bond that you only have a few times in your life.
I agree. Yeah.
Keeping possessions gifted by an ex.
Yeah, you gave it to me. So why wouldn't I keep it? You said, here, that's for you. I unwrapped it. That's mine. You're going to take it back? Go fuck yourself.
What if you have a new partner? Would you still keep possessions from your ex?
Are you? Yes. Like, what? Okay, what is this person giving?
Jewelry?
Me? Yes. Mm-hmm. It's jewelry. I'm wearing it. It meant something when they gave it to me, and it's like a memory, but like, I'm with somebody new. So just like, understand that I had a life before you and I'll have a life after you.
Okay, never have I ever.
Okay.
Every time you've done it, drink.
So confused with never have okay, I drink too. When I've done it. Or when I've not done it.
You've done something that okay. I name. And I haven't read these yet because my team came up with these ones. Okay. So I'm not, this is not rigged.
Okay.
I'm going to read these off. And if we've both done it, we drink and we tell the story with it.
Okay.
Yeah, now I'm going to think too much of it. Okay, never have I ever had a sugar daddy.
No.
Well, this is like a half step. Like,
Tell me about this.
I went on Seeking Arrangements back when I didn't have a job. Mm-hmm. I was like, I gotta get that cash. Like, but I don't want to fuck for it. So I thought there's always those like some you hear of like the glory stories of like, oh, he would just give me all this money and I just had to send him pictures of my feet. And like, I'm like, there's gotta be one out there for me. So I met this guy over the phone. He was quite literally, and this is not an exaggeration, 80 years old. All he wanted was companionship. And I had like two phone conversations and I couldn't take it seriously. I'm like expecting cash. I'm like, he's gonna fucking give me cash. I lived in New York at the time. He offered me a parking spot in this parking garage that he had a parking spot in. And in New York, though, I was broke. I'm like, I'm
Did
broke.
Did you have a car?
I didn't have a car.
But you could have rented that space out. You should have accepted that space, gone out with him once a week, rented that parking spot out, and that's cash for you. Especially if it was in a good location.
Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. Hopefully it wasn't in, like, Midtown. Okay. Cheated on a partner. Never have I ever cheated.
No.
Me either. I don't think.
I just would. I tell people my business. If I cheated on someone, I'd be like, guess what I did? Ooh, I fucked somebody good last night. I'm really sorry. Yeah, so I can't keep them a secret.
There. Peed the bed as an adult.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, I just got too drunk. Like, just absolutely annihilated. And woke up and was like, oh, no.
Dude, it's so sad, too, because you're, like, alone with your thought. Of like, you know when you have those dreams and in your dream you're peeing and you release? That's when mine came. I was like, in my dream, like, I had to pee so bad, and then it happened. And then you wake yourself up, and there I was, just soiled. And
were you drunk, though?
No.
See, that's nicer. That's nicer really? That it was a dream. I was just so drunk that I blacked out and woke up and was like, oh, man.
God, I feel awful about myself. Uh-huh. That's okay. Fucked more than one person in 24 hours. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know if I've paid enough attention to the time. Okay.
There was like a week where I was just like very horny and I was talking to like four different dudes on Tinder and it just aligned that one of them was free at like 5 and then the other one was free at like 10. And I was like, well, might as well see this one at 5 and then this other one at 10. And the one at 5, he was like, when he ate me out, he like kicked his feet and I could see it in the mirror. Like, and I,
wait, like he's so like, his like in
feet
the
were
swimming?
Hanging off the bed and he was just like kicking his feet. And I was like, oh no, how do I tell him he's gotta go? But then I was like, I guess we'll just finish. And then the guy who came later was a DJ and he loved that purple devil emoji. These were two not great people.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. You knocked him out in 24 hours.
Sure did.
You saw the true colors. So which one was better?
The DJ, ironically enough, was much better.
The DJ.
Yeah.
Okay, that is fucking incredible. Filmed myself having sex.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever worry it will come out?
No, because my face isn't in it. And if it does come out, everyone could go, wow, look at her. She's good at that. I don't know.
I hope so it doesn't. Slept with a coworker.
Oh.
I mean,
I slept with somebody who I worked at a clothing store with. And then I feel like comedy is like incestuous.
Yeah,
and it's just like,
heard that.
Mm-hmm. You kind of just kind of fuck everybody.
Okay, would you rather? You can take a minute to think about these.
Okay.
Would you rather date someone who refuses to kiss you or someone who refuses to give you oral sex?
Oh, no. Those are both so awful. Oh, no, my God. Oh, what do I choose? This is really awful, and I don't know why you've done this to me.
I know, I'm stressful.
I'm, like, really stressed out.
I don't know what I would say.
And it's funny, because it's like, this is a game. This isn't, like, my life. This isn't
we're taking this seriously.
Binding. Right. This isn't a legal document I'm signing. I guess oral sex can go? Because, like, I do love a kiss on the lips, and that's nice.
I agree with you. Like, the day-to-day,
yeah,
you're doing that more. Oral is amazing if they're good at it.
Yes.
So then maybe pick someone that's not good at it so you can compromise of, like, oh, I'm not missing out.
Yeah, there you go.
Would you rather cry every time you orgasm or fart every time you orgasm?
Fart.
Really?
I don't want to boo-hoo.
True.
That might turn, like, that might give someone a complex to be like, okay, so you, like, come, but then you're, like, crying, and I don't know if it's
like
tears of happiness.
Too,
Yeah, but if it's just like,
and then it's over.
Yeah.
Would you rather unknowingly marry your second cousin or unknowingly marry someone who has committed murder?
Oh, okay. I think I would rather marry my cousin because, okay, sure, the genes are close, but, like, I don't know, we're two consenting adults, and I think maybe I don't know, like, is it really that bad? I don't know. This is going to be, like, the thing people pull from this. They're like,
this is
she said
viral.
Fuck your family. And I'm like, no, I didn't say that. I just don't want to marry a murderer.
Right. You're like, they don't hear the other side of it, and you're like, I think that you can marry your cousin.
Like,
nasty.
She's fucking sick, dude.
Okay, so to confirm, you would rather that over a murderer.
Yeah, I don't want to marry a murderer.
Fair. Would you rather be dumped on Valentine's Day or find out you had chlamydia?
Oh, I think I'd rather find out I had chlamydia because, you know, the drugstore is still open on Valentine's Day and we could clean that right up.
I agree. You pop the pill. I've had it'll be all
a lot of people have had it. We need to normalize getting an STI.
Yeah. I like
also,
that.
When did they rebrand? I just found out it's STI and not STD. Gonorrhea was like, we need to change our image. Not a disease. We're an infection, baby.
They're literally rebranding. It's who funny. Rebranded it?
I don't know. The Doctors of America? Is that a thing?
I guess it's supposed to make us maybe feel better.
I think because it's like, it's not a disease, it's an infection, it can go away.
It can go away. Some of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, would you rather never be able to watch porn again or never be able to use a vibrator while masturbating?
Oh, watching porn.
Yeah.
I love a vibrator. Ooh, we a Hitachi magic wand. Ooh. A Theragun. Ooh.
Wait, you used the Theragun on your pussy?
Hell yeah, dude. Sometimes you get so lonely that you're like, I need to be hurt. I fucking love a Theragun. You put it on the lowest setting, though, because if you do the highest setting, like just like you're straight out the gate, you might fucking pound your clit to outer space. But like, I do like a Theragun. The little one, not the big one.
Oh, because I have the big one and I'm like, would that like cramp my hand?
No, I use that one too, but like,
because I have done that.
You just
too.
Like kind of turn it, and it's great.
I really like, and then you have to wash it before you use it on your back or someone else's back next time.
Oh,
that's fair.
Absolutely.
That's fair. Wow,
that
never
would
thought
be insane if you were like, this is on my pussy.
Yeah, here you go for your back better? And your neck problems.
Yeah.
Damn, a Theragun. Okay,
but also
good to
know you have to wash all yours.
Oh, of course, okay. I'm just saying, like some. Okay. I'm all of a sudden, now my trending is going to be Alex doesn't watch her sex toys. We're just fully incriminating ourselves here today.
Oopsies.
Have you ever used an electric toothbrush on the back of it?
No.
Desperate times. And I will say, not bad.
Really? I don't know if it's got enough juice for me.
It doesn't have enough juice, but it when you're... I've been in hotels where I forgot and you're just like, I don't want to do this with my hand.
Fair.
And then, but then the next morning when I go to brush my teeth, I obviously go get a new toothbrush. Unless you're into that, you know?
I mean,
during sex, you probably taste yourself anyway.
Wait,
so,
but you're using the back end. You're not using the bristles.
Because sometimes you're moving around a little bit.
Oh, sure.
Would you rather only be able to have missionary sex for the rest of your life or... only be able to be fingered for the rest of your life? I feel like that's easy.
It depends on the penis and it depends on the hand.
Fair.
Big meaty fingies, that's nice.
That's true.
Big meaty dick, that's nice. Meaty dick, tiny fingies, I take the dick.
Yeah, you have to look at the logistics.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a really interesting point because I know some guys that are so good at fingering and not as good at the dick game.
Yes.
Is that weird? When I've had a guy that was so good at fingering and I was like, this sex is going to be fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had sex and I was like, go back to fingering me. That was awful. And like guys that can finger, I think it's so hot.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think I would take it over sex.
I think it really depends.
Yeah, you're right. Let's leave it at that. Okay. Questions from my listeners. We call them the Daddy Gang.
Okay.
If you want to say, hey, Daddy Gang.
Hey, Daddy Gang.
Woo. Okay. This girl wrote in and said, I have a crush on my gym trainer.
Okay.
I feel like he has a crush back, but I don't know for sure. We text all day and night.
Oh.
Is there a way I can figure out if he's feeling me too without coming out and saying it? Do I have to make the first move since it's his business?
Yeah, I do think you have to make the first move since it is his business, because then he's like a little creepy and why are you actually training? Is it to pick up women? And it will change your relationship and it will not be the same. But I do think there's something to just being like, let me just shoot my shot. Are you single and do you want to go out to dinner? And if he's like, oh, I thought we were just friends. Are you like, oh, my bad.
And then get a new trainer.
Yeah.
And change gyms.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that
and
does stuff.
Move to a different state?
Yes, move.
Get a new car?
Mm-hmm.
Who's your family? You don't know?
Okay, next. How fucked up is it to hook up with your stepbrother if your parents got married when you were both already in your 20s?
I mean, again, you're not related.
Right. You're going to go viral. Like, all of a sudden, everyone's like, she's so into incest. And like, no. Please listen to the questions.
You're not related. You're two adults.
Yeah. Love is love, baby.
Love is love. Love is blind.
Literally. Okay, how do I handle my boyfriend going to the strip clubs every weekend, even though he knows I hate strip clubs?
oh, well, that's disrespectful. I don't think you should, like, police what people do. But if you have voiced that this makes me uncomfortable and I don't like it, and he's like, go fuck yourself, that's not the person for you.
I agree.
You got to get out. And it's not even an ultimatum. It's like, oh, I've asked you not to go. So, like, I don't know if this is working out for me. Let's just get out of it.
That's a great, great point. Okay, I've been seeing an amazing guy.
Oh, congrats.
But his dick.
Oh, no.
Is huge.
Oh.
And the sex is too painful.
Oh.
I really like this guy, but how can I have sex without feeling like I'm going to rip in half? Oh, sweetie.
So this girl was like, how do I brag today? How do I make other people feel bad? I know. I'll type up an email about this big old dick splitting me in half. Bitch, count your blessings. No, I'm kidding.
You're like, send him my way, bitch.
Truly. Send him to my my beautiful giant pussy. No, I think there's like certain positions that are better for a bigger partner. So it's like, try those positions.
Yeah.
And if none of them work, that can't be.
We need like a little tip to the mid-action, and you gotta just...
And like, also communicate. If he's thrusting too hard, just be like, hey, do you mind not doing it so hard? Yeah, just talk. Talk to him.
I agree. Talk it through. Talk it out.
He might start crying because this might be an actual issue for him. Or he's like, I'm just too big for everybody.
I'm a giant.
I'm too big for this world.
But you've heard it here first. Nicole is willing to take your problem off your hands.
I absolutely will. Send my way, please.
DM. All of a sudden you call me like, I'm no longer single.
Not single. That big dicked man, he's now mine.
Okay. I know you said if a guy doesn't respond to a nude, that's bad.
But where is this going?
But what if he responds with a photo of himself just smiling with no words? What are your thoughts?
I mean, I know you said if he doesn't respond to a nude, that's bad. That's so funny that this person inherently didn't know that.
Right, right. Because
if I sent a nude to someone and they didn't respond, I would lose my mind. I once sent like a picture of like my titty out and these like jammies I was wearing. And they wrote back, ha, ha, ha. And I was like, so I jump out the window now. He was like, the picture's live. You're making a noise. So I was going, But had he not said that, if he had just left it a ha, 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 I wouldn't be here today. But...
Dude, I'm sorry. A live photo, a nude photo, is the scariest potential for what could have been. Like, the fact that that was the offense, you're so lucky that you're like, ooh, you're like hyping yourself up.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if something else is happening? Like, she's farting.
This
she's
nude like, for this asshole.
Like, so disgusting. Like, ladies, please don't send a live nude photo. Dear, check that shit twice. But if someone sent you a smiling, like,
I would be like, you gotta elaborate. Like,
yeah.
Do you like it? What are we doing?
You know what you could do? You could double tap the picture and put the question mark.
Ooh, that's good. Mm-hmm. But honestly, that might just be an indication that, like, that's not the person for you. That's a very strange response.
That's a little serial killer vibe.
Maybe they're trying to be cute, to be like, I like that nude. You're not getting one from me. I would ask. I would be like, what is this?
I literally could be like, ha, what? Yeah. Question mark. Like, I think you can straight up call it out because you just sent something fire that deserves like at least two sentences or some fire emojis or something.
Yeah. Like, ooh, that's hot.
Yeah. Okay. What is your opinion on dating someone with different political views? Is it possible to date someone like that or no? Should I be like, can you still fuck me, but also just shut the fuck up?
I mean... I think long term it's not great. I think it's like you're just gonna, I think as you get older you get more involved politically and it's just like, do you want to continue to have these conversations where you just argue or whatever? But I did fuck a Trump supporter once because he lived in North Hollywood and I had to drive for so long and we were in his lukewarm hot tub and he was like, Trump's a good businessman. I was like, if you shut up, I will fuck you. Honestly, he also was a big old red flag. He had an iguana in his room, a red light, and his mattress on the floor. And I still fucked him, which is like not a great message to send to him.
Yeah, you rewarded him for his bad
terrible behavior.
If an iguana's in the room and he's like, Trump, you're like, that's a that is not even a red flag. That is just like a no-go. But you know what? You
tried it. I just had driven.
Yeah. I mean, gas, more than 20 gas prices are up. So
this was years ago where like, it was like pennies on the dollar to get gas. It was like, we'll pay you to take the gas. And I was like, oh my God, I was in my car for more than 25 minutes.
I gotta fuck him. I would have a hard time if he's wearing a Make America Great Again hat.
Yeah.
I don't know if my pussy could even get wet, but I do think if it's really, I agree with you. If it's really early and you're like, I'm not going to fucking marry this dude, whatever. He's hot. The dick's big. Let's go. Fair.
Yes.
But to date someone, because what ends up happening is you're going to meet their parents and the families and you're going to meet the cousin.
And then you have to like compromise and be like, I'm okay with like bigotry or like whatever said behind their closed doors. And there is like a difference between being like, maybe like a Democrat who's conservative or a Republican who's like conservative, who's not like super right leaning.
Yeah.
I think that's okay.
Okay. One of the last ones. Hello, Father. I'm in a new relationship and things have been quite steamy lately. Currently, what is your go-to sext?
God. Oh. I don't know. I've sent this to several people. It's like, did you have a good night? Did you dream about my big black pussy? Which is not for everybody. That's not a text everybody can send, you know?
Every daddy gang member is about to send that sex and be like, well, Nicole told us. Have you gotten good responses?
I would say 75% of the time it's been a good response.
I like that, though, because one, if you fucked and you can have a sense of humor the next day instead of being like, hey, what did you think about last night? It's like, shut up. No, like, we're not doing that. Like, it's kind of comedy while you're keeping it light and you're being the one to address, like, you were like, inside me, let's go.
I had a great time. I hope you thought about it.
I think that too.
I've never dated anyone who is like super into sexing. I've been on like apps with people who are like, you want to come to my hotel room and do blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll come to your hotel room. And then I guess you'll bend me over. And they're like, and? And I'm like, and you'll do it when it happens?
Right. Dude, yes, when they're like waiting for you to reply. Or the worst is I've had guys quite literally write like a thesis of like, and then, afterwards,
yes.
Once we do that, the next, also. And it's like they're using the quite literally also. Like, yes, like they're using transition words in the sexting. And I'm like, I can't read this whole thing and like get turned on. And like, I don't want to reply to this. It's like a chore.
No, thank you.
No sexting. Let's just fuck.
Yes.
Nicole, this was very fun.
We did it.
We did it. He is the best dog for a podcast because he literally did not move. Clyde, say thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, that was so... Dude. Wait, you know how everyone has a voice for their dog? Uh-huh. Is that your voice?
Well, his voice is, I'm Clyde, and I'm so hungry right now. Yum, 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 yum.
Dude, it's so scary when I've done my dog voice and people catch you and you realize, like, I guess it's cuter when I'm just alone with my dog.
Oh, you're psychotic when you're out in public going,
it's not so cute. Silly. Wow. Okay, what's next for you? What should we look for?
So I'm on a show called Grand Crew. You can watch all 10 episodes on Hulu or Peacock. I have a special called Big Beautiful Weirdo that is on Netflix. Wipeout with John Cena is on TBS and I think HBO Max. Nailed It is on Netflix. And then I have podcasts and Why Won't You Date Me? Best Friends, Newcomers, 90 Day Bay. And I think that's it.
Damn, congrats.
Thank you.
That's so fucking cool. And I definitely am now going to go watch that Netflix special. I've heard about it. I'm going to.
It's fun. I think it's fun.
It's fun. You're fun.
Hey.
You've got a great energy. You've got a great attitude. And you're so fun to podcast with.
Thank you. I appreciate it. This was fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming on Call Her Daddy.